Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
I've got hoes. In different area codes.
I've got a hose.
What is going on right now?
To water the grass.
Area codes.
Yeah, man, I've got hose. 310-818-546-7770.
I actually don't have lots of hoes. It's monogamous, so it's one hole. Well, three,
Mexican,
if you use all of them.
So I got a hose to water the grass.
Oh, you talk, well, actually.
I was talking about hoes, an actual hose.
Oh.
The green ones to water the grass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have several of them, actually.
Yeah. I've got hoses.
Classic.
I have
really
two.
Good lawn care.
One of the front,
yeah,
one of the back.
Classic Mexican goes right for the garden care.
35 and 50 foot hose.
Just in case
I got a
shit
self-retracting hose. I press a button and it goes back into the
Jose.
The domesticated rat.
Jose.
What's that hose that you buy that you plug it in and it gets bigger?
Oh, yeah. It shrinks up.
Yeah, dude. That thing's cool as fuck.
I have one. They're actually really overrated.
Really? It's not good?
No, because it doesn't have rigidity, so you can't fucking like.
I like that word.
Rigidity.
Yo,
man.
Relax rigidity.
I took that hose rigidity.
You took it, Ross.
I
you
took that hose rigidity.
Because you overused that hose. You overused that hose.
Oh, shit. You used that rigidity.
That hose will never be the same.
Jared's pounding like granola bars and
no,
G2
he just
Gatorade.
Slammed two fucking, what are those, vitamin C things?
It's a medicine pack.
Yeah.
I don't want to get
sick. You know, the people at home don't know this. We use these like amazingly powerful mics that are awesome. And it isolates our voice. But on the flip side, we can hear everything from all the other microphones. All I hear is rappers rustling in front of Jared every single show.
Yeah, he's taking the every single show.
Every single show. And it's so loud. And he has no idea. It's so loud. And you can just hear him eating. Just like, oh, is that food here? Is that fucking food here yet?
Stop it. I like this snack.
Yesterday we had a shit ton of tacos.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, maybe you can snack on some of our sponsors. First up, we got Carnivore Club. God damn it. We love those Carnivore Clubs.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes! Carnivore Club!
Fuck woo! Meat! Fucking meat!
God.
Fucking meat!
Yeah, fuck your vegetarian club where you mail me out Brussels sprouts and like fucking...
Mail me an eggplant, you fuck.
Use those sausages.
Yeah.
I am a carnivore, which means I like dick. I mean meat.
What?
What?
Whoa.
Oh,
whoa,
shit.
Can we edit that?
We're about meats here. We're about meats. Yeah,
can we be like a hose
dicks.
And reel it in a little bit?
Yeah. We're super into
in.
Meats
in that rigidity.
And not into dicks. Definitely not into dicks.
Into dicks, whatever.
Yeah, look, at Carnivore Club, I'm sure you could throw a condom on a piece of salami and go to town with it if you wanted to. Carnivore Club is a cured meat of the month club that delivers right to your door, front or back. Nailed it. Carnivore Club is a great Christmas present, especially for those hard to buy motherfuckers, like your Uncle Danny, the one who died in the In-N-Out line the other night. Like that guy.
Super lazy buyers like me, where I just like, that looks good. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. All of the above.
Yeah. Everybody, and it comes in like an expensive box and it looks like, holy shit. You spent like a great amount of time gift shopping for me. No, you didn't. You called Carnivore Club. You had them deliver an awesome gift to your front door. And then you typed in the promo code MANUP for 15% off. Once again, that's carnivoreclub.co. Carnivoreclub.co. Use the promo code MANUP for 15% off. Get yourself some meats for your friends for Christmas or your dads.
What are you doing, JT?
What are you giggling about over there?
Dude, we're watching JT.
Dude, like, I know it's an audio show, but Jared was there. He was looking at something, and he was just smirking, biting his lip.
Bit his lip. It was so fucking weird. Were you looking at McRibs?
Yeah. Is that a McRib?
Oh, he was at McRib, hold up.
Ross, God. He no shit was biting his lip.
I thought he was looking at Carnivore Club or something. I don't want to know what was on that screen.
Yeah, ooh. Look.
I was looking up shark fin soup.
What?
What the fuck?
Yeah, because shark some guy told me that that shark fins make your boners hard.
Oh my! Oh, if you have a boner, it's already hard.
Yeah, but they said shark fins like really do.
Have you ever had
ground
a boner?
Up fins? Is that what it is?
Look up shark fin soup.
I don't know. I'm good.
Yeah,
I wanted to research to see if that was true.
Well, look, maca powder is good for your dick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what else is good for your dick? A little Strike Force Energy. Strikeforceenergy.com. That'll get your boner from 6 to 9 real fast. 6 to 12. You know, 9's like a
that's like a half hard.
Yeah,
you know?
9's like, oh, I'm trying to hide this from somebody. I can still kind of get away with it. Full midnight.
Yeah, you can press
right
it down a little bit and readjust it.
Yeah. Yeah. 9 o'clock is like you got to go to the chalkboard and write something up there. You know. In class.
Yeah, but that's not... Yeah, exactly.
Where's 9 o'clock? Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got it.
Yeah,
9.
There you go. There you go. It's right near that right-hand pocket. StrikeForceEnergy.com has got the finest, tastiest, tiniest little tin pouch full of energy you'll ever need. You don't need cans anymore. You can kick the fucking can. They ship anywhere in the world. It goes in beers, waters, any type of liquid. You can also take it straight. I wouldn't recommend it, but you could. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com, type in the promo code Drinkin' Bros. You get 20% off of every single order, and they ship everywhere in the entire world, including Australia, where that kangaroo got punched in the face.
I beg to differ, cool. Ross. If you take the packet straight, since it's a little sour, since it's not mixed as it's supposed to, it fucking pings you right away. You're like, whoa! It wakes you up, and then the energy hits you, and then you're awake. So there's no like, oh, I feel the energy. It immediately fucking gets you motivated. Yeah. To punch kangaroos, maybe even a dolphin.
Yeah, punch a dolphin in the face. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. They got subscriptions, too. So type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You can get that shit once a month sent to your house like we do. That's our fucking jam here. Next up, we got one of Rocco's companies, a little warfightertobacco.com. Hey. Yeah. Well, look, Warfighter Tobacco is 100% combat veteran owned. Real men smoke cigars. They don't smoke hookahs. They don't vape. I don't care if you think you are the Darth Vapor of your neighborhood. Go get yourself a Warfighter Tobacco cigar.
Oh, Lord.
Stuff it in your mouth and just get fucking weird, man. If you want to laugh, smoke a cigar. You want to cry, smoke a cigar. You want to run for president one day, smoke a fucking cigar. That'll get you there. Go to warfightertobacco.com, type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of all your cigars and their apparel. And they got some dope ass t-shirts.
Yeah, they got apparel. They got lighters, cutters. They got fucking humidors, all that
shit. A cigar cutter. You had some problems with your cigar cutter the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your asshole I'm talking about.
Yeah. I was trying to think like, ah, shit, what did I say? I don't know what idea.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I lost my cigar cutter, so I just got another one right now from Scott, so.
Yeah,
I was telling
the classic joke about cigar cutter being your asshole, but
my asshole, yeah,
right.
That's funny because I get it now.
Super late to that birthday party, that quinceanera. Go to warfightertobacco.com for all your cigar needs. Next up, we got A Night She Cries While He Rides a Steed. The first ever women's number for dudes, Matthew.
I wanted you to think it wasn't coming.
I love it so much. Nothing makes me happier than that noise. It really doesn't. It really fucking doesn't.
I'm just a little horsey.
It's the finest novel ever written until Matt Best, Freedom the Fuck On, comes out next year. You can go and get it at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, all the .coms, all the bookstores, and Audible.com. It's got a perfect score on both, which is kind of a fucking miracle. But it's the greatest book of all time. Yours truly wrote it, and I narrated the audiobook. Last but not least, we got BlackRifleCoffee.com. Matthew, do your best, Evan Hafer.
Black Rifle Coffee is a premium roast-to-order coffee company. I needed practice, okay?
That was good.
It's good. It's getting better. You're doing a good Evan Hafer.
If you go to BlackRifleCoffee.com, then you can type in drinking or drinking bros and get 20% off your order for the t-shirts, some hats, some USA-made mugs.
Make coffee great again hats.
Yeah.
Some beanies.
Just a whole lot of fun.
Black Rifle beanies.
I'm wearing the Make Coffee Great Again shirt.
You're also wearing the Black Rifle beanie.
The new beanie, I am.
Yeah, the new bean dog. The new bean dog billionaire. We got another weird breaking story that came in. We don't often do these, but President Trump has vetoed Boeing's. Boeing is going to build a new Air Force One. When they presented him with the bill, which is going to cost taxpayers $4 billion for the plane, he told him to cancel it and fuck off. I don't know that.
Really?
I don't know. This just came in and he tweeted it and the whole shit. I don't know how much a plane costs, but $4 billion seems a little high.
You can build an aircraft carrier.
It's Air Force One. I mean, I'm sure the technology gun on that thing is pretty gnarly.
But $4 billion
they have now is,
No, they're. I mean, you're talking about a 747 with added ECCM measures, like so. Those ECCMs are in C-17s and 130s.
What's ECCMs?
Like flares, chaff, all that
safety
stuff.
Shit?
Yeah, yeah. So like if a missile's coming, it has a bunch of... Mm-hmm. You've got a command center in there, but it's very similar to like an AWACS. An AWACS costs, you know, maybe 20 mil. Like, I don't know where the $4 billion is coming from.
Well, it's because someone's contracted it, so they're going to make some money, obviously.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you could build a submarine or an aircraft carrier for
$4 billion. What's wrong with the one they have now? What's wrong with the fucking Air Force One?
They want to make this one stealth?
Yeah. Hey, Jared, for the for the curious of us out there, what should a plane like that cost?
Oh, dude, I'm not there, but I mean, I'll tell you right now, like, Air Force One, the only thing special about it is it has a very intensive communications package, which means you're able to reach satellites, you're able to reach radio, every spectrum in the radio spectrum. You're able to send, you know, different types of data, encryption and stuff like that. Even that stuff though, you're not talking an extra $1 billion.
You think 100 mil?
I mean, maybe 300 mil.
Okay.
I mean, that's 30% of a billion.
Yeah, that's like a healthy, like, you could do a lot with 300 million.
Fuck.
Yeah,
that train agrees.
Yeah. And by the way, Jared, this is your day of all days today. We just talked about it on a couple shows ago about if you could have one more band come back and make a great album. I thought of you today. because the Grammy nominations came out, and you want to take a stab at what got nominated for Best Rock Album of the Year?
No.
Rolling Stones.
Blink-182.
Oh,
shit.
Blink-182. I bet it was the highest sold, too.
California is the name of the album?
Yeah.
So there's five in this category. You want to take a gander at who a second one was? It's another 90s band.
Good Charlotte.
Close. Weezer. Weezer is Weezer's new album is nominated for Best Rock Album of the Year with Blink-182. To say that I'm shocked would be probably the understatement of the fucking year.
That's a weird year right now. Do you have a list of who else is nominated?
Yeah, I've never even heard their two albums. Jared, I know you did. You talked about it on the show, how you didn't like it after the first listen, and then you really loved it after that.
Yeah, I did. I did.
You have heard the new
and
one?
And their tour was sold out. Like, so there's no... That's not a surprise that they probably were one of the highest selling records rock-wise this year.
Damn. Yeah, so the other one's Cage the Elephant. That I agree with. I like Cage the Elephant.
Don't even know who that is.
Gojira is another one, and I don't know them, actually. I don't know them. And then Panic at the Disco is the other one. I know Panic at the Disco, obviously.
I got some facts for you here, Rosh, real quick. A brand new 2016 747 version 8F is $352 million without the comm suite or anything in it.
Oh, so you think a billion's right?
No, not $4 billion. Okay. Fuck, still. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but fuck, $4 billion. So, like, yeah.
So here, watch this. Here's what I'll do. So let's look at the cost of an EC-130. Because
this is fucking JT's shit right
now. He's we're just gonna sit over here and
you want to ask me about tacos? I'll tell you about a fucking pastor taco. God,
you're making me hungry. We should go get tacos.
Dude, there's one down the street. They said it's really good. Let's just go.
Yeah, I'm all about that taco life.
Are we gonna wrap this up now? Can we wrap
this up? Yeah, we gotta get tacos. It's been fun. But you understand, we gotta go get tacos.
Let's hear it, JT.
That one's $126 million, and the EC-130 has probably the most some of the most advanced communications gear in it. So
that's $300 million.
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck, man?
No. That's under 100.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, why would someone try and bill that $4 billion?
I don't know where the fucking bills are coming from. Where are the bees?
Someone's gonna make
a billion.
There's
and two extra bees in that one.
Yeah. I think that's way too fucking expensive.
I'll take the extra $2 billion. Yeah.
The markup. Yeah. That's the markup. The profit margin. We need at least two extra bills.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Dude.
Needless to say, Boeing stock went down today.
No shit.
Yeah. And they were, you know, people were asking whether or not, you know, Trump had stock in it. And he actually did a couple years ago. And they were like, well, shit, why would he do this if he was going against his own stock? But
he's making America great again.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's not going to spend $4 billion on a new plane. Like, that's smart as shit. And Boeing stock is gonna drop because they don't get that contract.
And with the drops real low, he'll just buy right back in.
I know.
Trump's just flying around in like a two-seater Cessna, not giving a fuck.
he's manning the double 50 on the bottom of a B-29. Yeah. That's what he requests.
I'll be the goddamn gunner.
And General Mattis is on the other gun. Like, they just got two-way radios between each other. Let him try.
How you
Let
doing,
him try.
Mad Dog?
Oh, fuck.
Dude, when he came out in that speech the other night and just said fucking Mad Dog's going to be it, the place went ballistic. Man. God, it was like 30,000 people there in Cincinnati.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Yeah. Dude, he's in Fayetteville tonight, North Carolina.
I still don't understand, though, how all those... I guess we can't understand because they're idiots, but how... How everybody else is still complaining. Like, he's obviously he's doing good things already. Like, we're not going to spend money on
He's not even in the fucking office yet. He's still got like 45 days away.
He's already
also can't change anything. You can't change it. So fucking get over it.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Why not be like, well, I guess that was kind of cool.
I'm waiting for all these Hollywood people to finally leave. Yeah. Like, I was either who fucking actually does
not,
leave? And then
not a single one.
None.
Not
like,
a single soul
know.
Left. And then, hey, you saw Italy's vote. They got overturned, and there's a comedian running their fucking government. There, so. God. That was on Sunday night. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
that's pretty funny.
And it's that, look, it's, they're all going against the same thing. Nobody wants immigration in their countries. Germany today.
Oh, what's
today,
that thing going on with Germany?
Dude, Germany today, so they've got that Angela Merkel who runs that government over there. She's their prime minister. She is running Germany into the fucking ground. She put she had 2.4 million she relocated 2.4 million Syrian refugees into Berlin.
Oh my goodness.
My God.
Yeah, so I mean they're getting close.
Are they
to
pissed
like a,
or what?
Oh, beyond. Like
the
in
people?
Their, the people and she was when they at the time they did it, she still had like 2 years left on her term. Now she's up for re-election next year. Seeing what's going on in France with Trump and with Italy, she comes out today and says that they're banning the right to wear burqas in public. Good luck telling 2.4 million God. Muslims to stop wearing religious clothing.
Congratulations, you just increased the crime rate.
Wow, dude, that is insane.
So, I mean,
what a counterintuitive thing is to let all those refugees there and then inhibit.
The refugees are hungry. They're all jacked as fuck.
Yeah.
Like I mean, military aged males. Like, God, what?
I don't know if you saw the pictures.
You
like,
know
the,
what
yeah, I did.
Fucking, they're fucking huge.
You know
dude?
What our policy should be, though? Is the only refugees allotted into any borders outside of your own is children, females, and males over the age of 75. The rest of you, you're going to fight for your fucking land, you fuck faces. Like, you have no business running away.
Every other country in the history of time.
Yeah. Every other fucking human in the history of time that stood their ground and fought for their fucking own shit, you're going to do it. Like, you're not going to fucking run away.
But my question is this. So, like, Germany's... they're getting close to like the verge of a race war, and you know that's going to happen within probably 2 to 3 years, I would say. What do you do though with 2.4 million? I mean, that's a fucking army of people. Like,
execute.
2.4 million.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's, you know,
I mean, that's a political nightmare, dude. I mean, jeez.
Because you can't ship 2.4 million people back, can you? I don't know. Can you?
God.
All of a sudden, some crazy old dictator surfaces from South America. You guys have a problem?
Oh, my God. It seems as if I'm taking
it
over.
It seems as if you guys need me.
Oh, fuck, dude.
It's very easy. We just have to shower them.
Oh, boy.
We don't like to see Muslims now.
I know, I know.
God, tonight's episode is brought to you by the Anne Frank House.
shit, dude.
Sorry if we offended someone on that one.
Yeah. No. I don't know what they're going to do over there.
There's one group of people that need a shower.
Oh my god.
Oh, shit. Oh. Is it taco time?
It's radical. It's radical, terrorists.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, if you pull those guys together, I'll turn the crank on the gas, bro. Or just give me a fucking
crank.
I don't know how that works.
Shower?
Was it a switch? Do you pull a lever?
I think you just drop those discs into water. I think it's what it is.
No, I don't think you can touch them. It will burn your skin.
Well, I'm not saying you actually touch them to drop them. We're looking at each other like,
Yeah, it's gone there. It's gone there, kids.
How humanity is a bunch of piece of shits right here.
I know. And then you have the other side of humanity up in San Francisco, like today. They've hired a bunch of comfort miniature pigs to walk through the airports and comfort passengers from being too stressed out from TSA lines. That is a real thing.
No, it's
starting
not.
In the San Francisco airport.
No,
wait, pigs? Like, yes. Pigs? I'm down with that shit, dude. I hug the fuck
real
out
pigs.
Of a pig. Yeah, that's cool. I like those things.
Oh, so real pet pigs.
I'm not saying I need that shit, but if there's a fucking pig in the airport, I'm going to squeeze the fuck out of it.
No,
dude.
I'm going to fucking slit its throat and fucking throw that dude 4 feet under the ground and cook his ass.
No, you know what's funny? How many Muslim people would you offend? I mean, are they allowed?
That's right.
I don't know.
Really.
No, I'm serious.
Comfort pigs?
Yeah. They're pork? I don't know if that's... I'm pretty sure that's going to offend people.
Yeah, that is true.
Maybe
dogs are
better.
I didn't even think about that.
Didn't even think about that.
Hey, the dogs are... By the way, so the dogs are already there. I was in San Francisco airport probably about a year ago, and there were these beautiful dogs being walked through the airport, and
run amok. You know, they
weren't running amok. They each had a handler, and they were just walking up and down the aisles where you were sitting, waiting to get on your plane. And they were like, "How are you today? Would you like to pet Sammy?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure. Why?"
No,
and they were like,
"Get away from me."
It was the holidays.
Don't like animals.
The comfort dogs.
Yeah,
comfort dog.
They need comfort fucking otters. Those things are cool as shit.
I would touch an otter.
Yeah.
Oh, no, like comfort blowjobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would touch a blowjob.
Like, it's not a hooker. I'm just TSA line scared me. I need to release
so
into their
stressed.
Mouth.
I'm stressed. I got to get rid of this boner.
Yeah, exactly.
I have had too much shark fin. I have too much of a boner.
Dude, I keep getting fucking checked by TSA, but they do the full grab because, like, anytime you
go shooting. I got the grab, too. Yeah, you go
shooting or something and you have a little bit of fucking gunpowder on your phone because you were filming. All of a sudden, now you get the fucking dick grabs.
I hide objects under my clothes just so they have to pat me down.
Just so they have to touch you.
What's up, bro?
I kept getting stopped. It would always show up. There's something on the dick area. This is not a joke, by the way. And the guy asked me, he goes, are you wearing this like True Religion jeans or whatever? And I was like, what? No, I'm not wearing True Religion jeans. And he goes, oh, because those set it off every time in that area. And I was like, what the fuck?
Maybe it's just my hard cock.
I'm going to have to use the back of my hand, sir. I'm going to have to use the back of my hand, sir, to touch the area.
Yeah, he presses on.
Yeah, that's what they say. And
when they do
that,
I just grab their hand and turn it around. I go, use the palm.
Yeah. It's like, this is the business side of the hand. This is the pleasure.
Pleasure side, yeah.
Please use the pleasure side.
Why am I holding your hand?
Yeah. I say use two fingers.
What?
Oh God!
Like in a pinching motion?
Yeah, like this.
That's how you scratch your balls. That's how I do. I do the pinch and roll.
Do like this?
You don't do the pinch and roll?
Yeah, pinch and roll.
That's the only. Why is it the only way to really get the itch out?
I don't know, because I think you're adjusting the clothing as well as scratching.
No, you're getting the antacids out like this.
Antacids?
That's not a thing.
What are you talking about? You have antacids on your balls?
Maybe.
God dang it, Jared.
Oh. What does it mean?
I don't know.
I'm just saying things into the microphone.
I'm not a doctor.
He dips his balls in fucking Pepto-Bismol.
We're in the middle. Like we're actually recording in the afternoon today too. So Jared, this is like, this is mid afternoon. Jared,
he's right drooling now. In the afternoon too.
Yeah.
Is he drinking fuck already at 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
He had a Gatorade. I don't know what the fuck was in it.
There's sugar.
What are you, a baby? What are you, a fucking baby?
I had myself a soda.
He's not going to be able to sleep tonight.
My mom used to not let me get Slurpees from Target.
Oh, fuck.
Because she said I'd be a pain the whole day.
Bad boy.
Yeah, you probably were. Did you even call your parents over Thanksgiving, by the way?
No.
God, they need a fucking comfort pig from your their son.
Why do you gotta scold me? I did. I talked to them. I talked to my grandma and my uncle too. You have to talk to my Uncle Mark, Ross.
What's so interesting about Uncle Mark?
I'm just gonna do a three-way call one day. I'm not gonna give you, I'm just gonna let you listen. Because he is somebody that you will die laughing just listening. He was telling me about when California voted to get rid of all the illegals in 1982.
Is that a real thing?
That's fun.
I have no idea.
At one point, I think in the immigration.
Where is Uncle Mark now?
He lives in California.
Oh, okay. Still to this
he lives
day.
Up northern. Yeah, he lives. He lives in northern.
Ross, California. When it comes to immigration in 82, wait, who was the president in 82?
Reagan.
Wasn't it Reagan who did the pardon?
Yes, I believe
I think
it was
Reagan. He opened up the pardon. What he did was pretty much anyone that was here in the United States at that time could go show up to the immigration and actually apply for citizenship for naturalization. So if you were here illegally, you were almost given the pardon to go ahead and stay as long as you filed or pretty much brought yourself to attention. And then I'm thinking that's probably what's going to end up happening again.
Germany better fucking do that.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to end up happening, dude. Because immigration is crazy. Jeez,
All of these campaign promises, all of this shit is coming to a head here in about 45 days. So we'll see if, building the wall and all that shit happens.
Like I said, what I think is going to happen is something very similar where, like, if you're here, go get documented and then freaking work towards getting your naturalization. At that point, anything after, it's who knows what he's going to do, whether it's jail time, which some people
listen,
already do.
You know what I want to do? And I know nothing about immigration, right. But like, let's take all the fucking hardworking Mexicans that come over here. Let's give them a pardon. Let's kick out all the little pussy libtards that are fucking raping our social systems. Kick their asses back. Let them figure out what manual labor is and give it to the hardworking
people. Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're a hardworking person, you're a legitimate freaking worker that comes here and tries to better your life. And if you go in there and make yourself known and start applying for naturalization papers, as long as you don't have a fucking background where there's any kind of legal issues, fuck yeah, dude. Let's fucking make yourself naturalized and let's fucking work, right? But most of those guys that are not going to show their face are going to be because they have fucking some background that's shady as fuck. Which is like, okay, now get the fuck out. But, dude, it's going to be wild.
I think we should exercise kicking people out of the country much more.
That'd be cool. It'd be
like certain crimes. Like, no. Instead of jail, just... No, you're not allowed.
You're talking about even United States citizens.
If it was like Ranger Battalion, RFS, released for standards?
Yeah.
You get released out of America for standards.
Yeah. Exactly. You're not being American.
Nice. You were born a citizen, but 5 years, you have not paid 1 cent in taxes.
You have not created any jobs. You earn rights, motherfucker.
That'd be sweet.
That would taken be away. Dope as fuck. You got to earn yourself to be a fuck American, motherfucker.
Right? Yeah.
Pay some taxes or go serve the military. Yeah. Which one you want to do, pansy boy?
And this is what I'm curious about, Rocco. Like, if they're forced to pay taxes, then it's like, what's the point of coming over here and shipping money back over to Mexico at that point?
Well, dude, it's funny because I can't say by experience. I know there's a lot of illegals that do send money back to their country because, their family can live more comfortable and everything. But there's a lot of people that believe in that American dream, dude, and they want to bring their kids here so their kids can have that American dream and become citizens and naturalize and everything else. So, you have your give and take. Most people think it's all Mexicans, and it's not. It's all your Guadalajara, your freaking Hondos, your freaking it's everything other than Mexican comes from the South American border. And so, we're not dealing with Mexicans per se as much as everyone thinks they are. I think it's just kind of people throw them into that kind of the basket of just the name, because I guess that's what's
more
common.
Because the Mexican border, yeah.
I think it's only 20%, I believe, is the actual number. Somewhere around there, the 20%. Everyone else is going to be from further south. I mean, which is a trip.
So does Mexico have an open border then further south? Well,
they have their own immigration stuff as well. But, it's way open compared to what we have. Really, when you come towards to the border of Mexico and America, that's where you're going to have a lot of your, their version of, laws and stuff. But once we get them and say we find out they're from, say, Guadalajara, we go ship them straight back to Guadalajara, or go to their Guadalajara consulate or whatever the fuck and let them handle it however they want. But like, they try and pretend like they're Mexican, so the fact that they can stay in Mexico because it's closer to try and come right back. It's closer to come right back. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So they're always trying to pretend they're Mexicans because it's an easier trip to come right back. So like, there's all these little Spanish language words that every country has kind of different thing for it, and so you have to try and, they call it breaking them, you have to try and figure out, get some intel on them, make sure where they're from, because they'll be like, I'm Mexican. Like, no, you're not, fuck off, dude. Like, you're shorter, you're darker, you gotta be fucking Oaxacan, get the fuck out of here.
Well, I mean, that's pretty easy. You say, where are you from in Mexico, and then you pull it up on Google Earth and go, okay, where'd you
go to
school?
Things like that. Like, some countries have IDs, identification, social security kind of thing, so there's ways of figuring it all out. It's wild, man. Yeah. Really weird stuff.
That's crazy. So who was in charge of stuff like that? Did you ever have to break people down and try to get them to say what their real countries were?
The guys who speak really, really good Spanish, they can tell, like, there's guys that are Mexican that know Mexican terminology words. Like, like, if you just think of Puerto Rican and Mexican, the Spanish is Spanish, but it's spoken differently, right? Like, in Spanish, if you say, ¿Cómo estás? And then in Puerto Rican, you would almost say it, it's like a faster, so say, like, ¿Cómo está? And so if you can pick up someone's dialects or their kind of like their slang terms, then you'll be able to pick up where they originate from, whether it's El Salvador or whatnot. But here's the crazy thing. We have laws where Mexicans can come into America for different kinds of purposes. Like, they have their little daily visas where they can come over and shop college. And stuff. Yeah,
all the time in El Paso.
Right, you can cross over all day long if you need to.
You got Mexico plates driving around everywhere.
Right, as long as you have the right documentation and you don't have any legal background that's negative, you know what I mean? Like, dude, come on in here, do your thing, do your shopping for the day because you're helping our economy anyways.
Right.
And then you can go back home. And so it's no issues, but it's just when people try to come over here and stay is where it starts turning into the big issue.
Shit. Shit, yeah, it's all coming. It's all coming to a head soon.
We'll
find out what it is. The other Great Wall controversy today is Matt Damon. We called this on the podcast a while back. The only one, they're doing a movie about the Great Wall of China, and Matt Damon saves the entire country of China in the movie.
Oh man!
He's the one white guy in the movie, and they're saying it's whitewashing Chinese culture. So this is the least surprising thing of all time. This is the first thing I said on the show when I saw this fucking trailer. It was just like, why does China need Matt Damon to help them save the Great Wall? Like, this makes
Jason
zero
Bourne
sense to me.
Saves China.
Saves mainland China.
Oh, man.
I told you, man, this is going to start happening when it's like,
I will
when
gladly
China starts,
not watch that movie.
I know. When China starts buying, because they're buying all the movie studios right now. So, like, Sony, Universal, like, those are all China now. And they're trying to pick off two more. This is what movies are going to become. And surprisingly, after all the shitty movies that have come out this year, we are on pace for a record box office year of $16 billion.
What's been the biggest movie this year, Ross?
That's the thing is the where these numbers are coming from are all coming from overseas.
Overseas,
so 75% of the box office is now coming from overseas, specifically China itself. So
That's the thing I don't think people realize when people are like, movies are shitty these days. They're like, yeah, because the studios are owned mainly by China. And then not to mention, no one gives a fuck about the U.S. market. It's all about the overseas market.
Because you motherfuckers don't fucking go to movies anymore.
Yeah. And you steal the fucking films anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Ross, did you see that Russian superhero movie that's coming out called Guardians?
It did look kind of cool.
It looks really cool.
It did look cool. You know, Russia's another huge territory, and I'm surprised that they don't have more power and influence in their movies.
Well, you know what's funny, Ross?
They're too busy doing push-ups and drinking vodka.
Why? Where is everybody else? Why is the U.S. always going to make the coolest movies? Like, we haven't... I can't think of one time.
I'm with you.
Like,
I'm with you on that one.
Oh, yeah. Man, Russia made a dope movie and we get to watch it. Like, why the fuck do we get to make all the fucking cool movies? Where's everybody else's creativity?
Yeah, there is some cool Chinese directors. There's some cool Japanese directors that are out there. This is a tough one. To make shit cross over, it's fucking hard. And right now, we're trying to cross over shit, you know, America, to make it more Chinese friendly. And then you get the shit like the Matt Damon movie. I don't know what the right answers is going to be here, but it's going to get real a lot worse before it gets better. Like, even the great movies that I thought looked great, like Rocco, I wanted to see that Bleed for this. The boxing movie.
Roberto Duran.
Yeah, no, that's Hands of Stone. Vinny Pazienza.
Vinny Pazienza. Yeah, he broke his neck in a car accident, man. He came back and fucking kicked ass for a little while.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it looked pretty good. Yeah.
It looked fucking awesome. It was one of the dopest trailers I've seen. Comes out Thanksgiving weekend. They were expecting huge things. It made $2 million total for the five-day box office weekend. I tried to go see it the week after. It was only playing one time at 11:30 in the morning, and I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, it's weird to me. It's weird to me that they used Vinny Pazienza's, whatever. Fuck, how do I say it?
Pazienza.
I'm interested that they use his story because he's not that well-known of a fighter. Like, you have to be a boxing fan to really know that. You know what I mean? There's bigger fucking fighters out there, I think, that have really cool stories. And they used his, which I know the story, so I knew it was like, oh, that's pretty dope. I'm going to go watch that. But there's way bigger stories, I think, that would have done way better.
There
like
are.
Roberto
Duran
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roberto Duran, that movie didn't do well either. And it was just like, you know, it did well in Mexico, but it didn't do well here. I think that's the issue right now. What was the budget
for that film? Do you know?
For which one?
For the boxing one that you were just talking about that got $2 million in the box office?
That was about 25, I think. 20 to 25, somewhere in there.
Someone's mad at that studio.
They called him the Pasmanian Devil. So they called
him
Pasmanian Devil.
Yeah. He was awesome, man. He was a blast to watch fight. But and then comedies. I besides Jared's Call of Sausage Party this year, I don't think I can name another comedy. I know that Christmas Office Party is coming out next week, but I don't even know one other comedy besides Range 15 and Ghostbusters that came out this year.
Bad Moms?
Yeah, Bad Moms would be decent. Counterintelligence got a lot of publicity, obviously, because Kevin Hart and fucking The Rock, but didn't you say it didn't do that well either compared to what it should have done?
No, Bad Moms crushed.
Bad Moms was dope, dude.
It's pretty good.
Ghostbusters bombs. But
I like Ghostbusters.
Oh, of course you did. You fucking loser. God damn it. God damn
can,
it,
hey, if they make a movie out of my book, can we have Rocco play the lead?
That makes no sense.
Yeah, I want you to. I want to play Rocco in the book, and you play Matt Best.
That
in the
makes
book.
No sense.
You come have, on.
Wait, who is gonna play you?
No,
I'm saying
no,
you. No, play, I'm yeah, not play playing
me.
You.
Play me.
You have the guy that everybody always confuses you for. What's his name?
Who that? Stifler?
Yes.
Yeah, no,
Dan.
Dude, that would be terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think you would be better. The guy that
Dan Bilzerian.
No, fuck no. I think it would be good for you.
There's a foot.
There's a few out there that I think would be good, but you know what? The guy that played in 13th Hour, that wouldn't be a bad dude for you.
Yeah,
the guy
that
played
in
Edward Norton would be a sweet Matt Best, yeah.
Oh, no, the dude that played...
he was an American History X.
Pronto.
Yeah.
Chris Pronto, yeah. He's a pretty good actor. All right.
There's a couple good dudes out there.
I could play myself.
You know what's funny? Matt, we can get into this. Because I took a phone call about the book already for the Life Rights, and they were like, they literally started going over people who could potentially play Matt. And I was just like, hey, man, you realize, like, Matt starred in a fucking movie that was, like, the number one independent film of the year. Like,
yeah. Matt can play himself.
He's not real. Yeah, Matt can play himself. Like, he is Matt Best. You really don't.
And then you could just give me more Matt.
He is the one getting the book.
It is a story about him, you know.
Yeah,
he is the guy who's done all this.
So to their point, they go, well, Marcus Luttrell was writing the foreword, and he didn't play himself in his own fucking movie. And I was like, well, you know, he's also not an actor. Like, Matt's an actor. Like,
and Mark Wahlberg is Mark Wahlberg.
So I started getting hammered from this lady about this, and I was just like, I go for shits and giggles. I was like, because Matt wasn't on the call, and I was like, because I knew where this was going, and I was like, who do you think? And she said Liam Hemsworth. That was her.
Who's that?
Thor. The guy who played Thor.
Oh, yeah. I that would be kind of cool.
I like that.
That would be kind of cool.
So if you
I
bearded
like
up Thor.
If Channing Tatum could grow a beard. If Channing Tatum could grow a beard, let's just do that.
Yeah, yeah. I like that one.
Let's go with
that one. So, and
Liam Hemsworth.
That'd be great to have an actor do that. Where you meet them on red carpet and they're just like, hey, bro, I'm like, you had to play me.
You need to do the guy that played fucking Superman in the recent movies. That guy.
They get Gilbert Godfrey to play me. You motherfuckers! You motherfuckers!
The Rock plays Rocco.
Jonah Hill plays Jared.
I'm not
even Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. That's so funny.
No, I want Danny Trejo to play Rocco.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And like, but in the
Why
movie,
is he so old?
Danny is just like this father figure to us all.
Yeah.
Like, that's terrible.
So I told, anyways, at the end to put a bow on this little present, I told him we would meet with him in person in March. And look, because here's the thing: if this book blows up and it becomes a bestseller, it will get bought. The movie rights will get bought. I'm just real curious.
Godfrey.
To see, yeah.
Oh man!
I'm Jared.
Man!
Does anybody have any hot dogs?
Who would you want to play your dad, Matt? Like, who would play your mom and dad in the movie?
Clint Eastwood would play my dad.
Oh, that would be fucking cool.
That's a good one.
That'd be
Vietnam
so,
vet?
So
yeah.
Fucking rad.
Yeah, my dad's a Vietnam vet. He's a badass.
I thought you were going to say Danny Glover.
Danny Glover?
He's black.
That's super cool. Just the casting director's like, oh God, we did everything wrong. I don't know about my mom. My mom's a sweetheart, so I don't know.
There's some good ones out there. Gotta think of a movie.
Does anyone have any hot dogs?
Who would play you in the movie, Ross?
Oh, it has to be
Keanu Reeves.
Reynolds.
No, it's gotta be Steve Howie.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Steve Howie.
Ryan Reynolds could play. The other day someone said if Ryan Reynolds dies, can Matt play Deadpool 2? And I was like, that'd be awesome.
That would be
super
fun.
But I mean, I like Ryan Reynolds, so.
Yeah.
He's kind of a dick. You're way cooler than Ryan Reynolds. You're way cooler than. I'll give you way more. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. He did a few cycles and I mean, shit. They're going through it with Deadpool right now. He just got fired that director.
No shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he the director for the first one?
Yes. So they're doing the sequel now, and him and Ryan Reynolds had it out, and the director told him to go fuck himself. And so there's somebody else that's going to direct it now, and there's a petition online. They want Quentin Tarantino to do the sequel.
Oh, my God. That'd be rad.
So fucking cool.
But there's no way he will do an unoriginal movie, so I don't see that happening in a million years.
Ross Patterson, how about you direct
that
it?
I would direct you gotta, it. You gotta understand, like, that director, like, Ryan Reynolds is always gonna win that one.
Yeah,
he's always gonna win that one.
Yeah,
I know.
Based off the success, you have to have Ryan Reynolds.
You don't walk up to anybody. Did you love Deadpool? I love Deadpool. Who directed it? I don't fucking know.
No one gives a shit. There's no other actor that could play Deadpool but Ryan Reynolds.
Exactly.
No.
Nobody. Everybody would fuck it up.
Yep. That's what
He's got him by the short and curlies on that one. But
this summer, Sean Astin is Deadpool. Like, no, I love you, Sean, but that doesn't
Sean
work.
Sean Astin is Matt Best.
We're going to go out there. We're going to hit him from the left.
We're going to hit him high. We're going to hit him high. We're going to hit him low. We're going to take him around. We're going to give him a run.
Oh, God.
I could see Sean Astin playing.
What if they get somebody like
Shia LaBeouf plays me? I'm like, mother.
Dude, we have to get a video of all these people
right
that
now.
We gotta get
Danny Bonaducci plays you.
Dude, we gotta get like a film of all the people trying out to be Matt Best.
That
they're
would
all
be
auditioning.
A fucking awesome.
Every fucking
so
weird
good.
Ass fucking dude.
God.
Fuck.
It could be the reality someday.
William
Shatner.
And Matt Best.
Bikini snap.
Yeah, bikini.
Bikini snap. How would William do a Matt Best bikini snap?
So, this bikini snap, what is the energy behind this?
Jeff Goldblum. I'd like to see Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, God. Are we going to make YouTube videos, or are we going to do stuff on Facebook? I don't know.
Will Smith.
Oh, dude, that's so their whole story changes.
Yeah, and they don't even use the original story. It's like I Am Legend 2. I'm like, that's not my life. I mean,
no. Jason Statham. I'm Matt Best.
Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor gets into acting. He's like,
that'd be
shit.
Super dope. Yeah.
That would be dope.
Yeah, look, Ronda Rousey's is just shot Roadhouse, so anything is possible.
Oh God,
they actually did that?
Yeah.
I thought it got canceled.
She is terrible.
Terrible. Terrible.
Even Gina Carano, I think, is terrible in movies. Terrible.
Like, I'm a bad actor.
It's time to shoot Bleed Hard,
Ross.
We release at the same time.
I know. Dude, Bleed Hard. We do Bleed Hard and we release at the same time. Hey, Rocco, one last question before we get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. I saw your girl, Cyborg, is now in the UFC. Dana White offered her to immediately fight for the championship at 145. She said no, that she can't cut the weight to make that. Is she just all roided out and she can't pass
that
fist test?
Yeah, she's done a lot of stuff throughout the years to make herself massive. And for her to cut down to that 145 kills her, dude. Right. She fought recently at that 145. I think it was 146, I think, she made. And it was like she barely fucking made it, dude. And she was like, dude, I think she's going to have to take another year of just trying to change her body composition just to be able to get down.
Yeah, I mean, she can't take any drugs anymore because they really
she's got a legit burn muscle somehow, dude.
Yeah, so anyway, she said, her trainer said that she can't even think about her next fight until after March 1st because of whatever she's got to do in the gym to change her body.
Well,
but it's
dude,
like,
here's the thing, man. I think she's on, HGH, fucking... The human growth hormone, you actually start building new fibers of muscle. So if you build new fibers of muscle, you've changed your body composition. So now you're more massive, whether you like it or not. Other things like testosterone and stuff and other steroids people do, we'll actually just add more fluids, more blood flow to the muscle. So you're not adding fibers.
It's
growing the muscle by itself.
Will create
new fucking fibers. You're creating a whole new body, right? And so she's put more body mass on her, and I don't know how the fuck she's going to remove that unless it's just surgery.
I don't think a lot of people know that. So when you see the composition of people like Sylvester Stallone, he's been on HGH so much, it's actually changed like
you change your jaw structure. Yeah, you look,
bones, organs.
They start getting the facial structure. Look at fucking... Who is it? Carver, the fucking Mr. Olympia for fucking multiple years. Yeah. Whatever his name is. Jay Cutler. His face looks like a goddamn caveman.
Yeah.
His fucking forehead grew. His fucking cheekbones, his jaw, his mandible. Everything looks different. It's just because when you start doing stuff like HGH,
Well, for a long
human
time.
Human growth hormone, after years of doing it, it changes composition, dude. So it's
what's the proper way to do it then, Rocco? If you're doing HGH, how long do you do it for before you get off?
Dude, I don't know enough about it. I've looked on it and stuff like that because it's always an interesting thing, just playing sports and everything, that you're always around that kind of shit. So I know people have to be on it for a long period of time. I think for it to be effective, HGH, I think people say something. It's like a six-month cycle or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So again, I don't know what right and wrong is on it. It's almost like everything else, anything you do too much of is obviously unhealthy, and so I think there's
it's like case by case of that. Yeah. Like obviously when doctors prescribe HGH, it's like to rebuild a knee, and it can treatment could go from like 3 to 3 years.
Dude, one of the dopest podcasts I've ever listened to on fucking on steroids and everything, it was Victor Conti's interview with Joe Rogan. That's one of the most informative podcasts I've ever heard on it, and yeah. I think it's episode like 100, 101, some shit like that, but if you can find that, that has some lot of information that's just like, it'll blow your mind on understanding steroids in sports these days, and in all athletics, even fucking the Olympics, from fucking fighting to everything else, and just understanding, like, look at, what was it, Sapp?
Bob Sapp?
Is that the beast, the fighter?
He's the big black guy.
Yeah, that dude, God, he is one of those guys that was on some, like, human growth hormone for so fucking long. He is just
look at all the wrestlers
scary beast.
The 80s, dude. Jesus. Cocaine, liquor, everything. And
most of them are dead. Yeah, most of them are dead.
Oh, yeah, a lot of heart attacks. Well, dude, those dudes were fucking, I mean, probably on, like, I don't even know, 1,000 milligrams of fucking testosterone a week, and then snorting lines of cocaine every hour,
yeah, exactly.
And then drinking booze.
They're uppers, downers, all-arounders. Fucking.
Your body can only take so much for it's like, I'm out.
Yeah, and I think you're going to find out, like, I think every MMA fighter out there, not every, because we know there's guys, some of our personal friends don't do anything like that, but performance-enhancing drugs is always going to be around, and there's always going to be ways of avoiding and deterring the tests and stuff of some sort. But in the end, dude, those guys who take that stuff, you still have to work your ass off to fucking build the muscle. And then again, I don't see how much that really does help in fighting as much as it would, slow people down sometimes. You know what I mean? So,
well, I mean, there's you know, the steroids out there that will help out cardiovascular performance. Right. Like, look at Lance Armstrong. Dude wasn't trying to fucking build muscle, but it was building out his...
Yeah, and Victor Conti talked about it. He said something like, the way of doing it is building that strength as fucking much as you can on the off season, and then finally cutting it back down and then being stronger but leaner and off steroids completely, because when you're on it during an athletic event, you're more tense, you're more tight, you're not as loose, and you're not as effective as an athlete. And so there's this on and off cycle of how to do it for so that you're effective in an athletic performance state. And so he explains it on this fucking podcast, which is dope as shit, but I think that's what the fighters try to do as well. But again, the testing is so extreme nowadays, you can't fucking avoid it. You know what I mean?
They can blood test during camp. And
right, and everything else. Yeah. So it's just changing the game for all aspects, man. Good and bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
You got the drinking bro of the week?
I got the drinking bro of the week. This one is, I thought that girl's from a few shows ago about her husband was one of the greatest ones. This might top it, actually. This is submitted by a guy named William Woods for Drinking Bro of the Week. Hey, guys, I not only want to nominate someone for Drinking Bro of the Week, but I want to use this show to formally ask him to be my best man at my wedding.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And he says his name is Billy Hickerson. He's not only my best friend, but he's a Leo, an OEF vet, and he volunteers as a firefighter. The guy is a glorified badass. The biggest fan of the podcast in the world and a brother. I can't think of a better way of asking him to be there as I make this plunge. Thanks.
Fuck,
Ross, he's an Leo. He's not given his zodiac sign. He's a law enforcement officer, not a Leo.
Yeah, he's born in June. His stars
he's a Libra.
Look, these things come in fucking small braille print. Like, I'm reading them off
law enforcement officer.
Will you be his best man?
That's it.
That's great.
This is it, Billy.
You better say yes.
Billy! Put your goddamn bunker gear on,
Ross,
and drive over to your friend's house
and convince him.
Ross, did you hear about the zodiac sign changes?
No.
Did you say the Leos? Yeah, dude. Some scientists found that there's another fucking zodiac sign, so everyone's gets pushed.
Somebody's actually working.
What
on
is it,
dude? I can't even think of the name of it, dude. Google that shit. There's now 13, I believe it is. And so when everyone thinks they're a fucking Leo or something, they go get the tattoo. In all actuality, if you break it down scientifically, you're actually not anymore. It's such a crazy thing.
Fucking.
That's
way.
Tattoos that's how you, everywhere. We got safe.
Yeah, we got to talk about it later.
That's how you get
funny.
Me to walk out on a date when it's like, so you're Libra. I'm a whatever.
I'm a Capricorn.
We're great fits. I'm like, oh nope.
You're
nope.
An idiot, woman.
Are you a Scientologist by chance? Well, fucking
hey,
man.
That's
well, cheers dude, to the drinking bro of the week.
Yeah, cheers to the drinking bro of the week. We hope you say yes. And, dude, on another show, we'll get into this fucking Zodiac thing because I want to know about this.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This was a fun one, kids. We love you. Thanks for tuning in again to another exciting show of Drinking Bros. Go to drinkingbrospodcast.com for all your sweet, sweet t-shirt needs. For Mr. Matt Best, Jared Taylor, Rocco, a.k.a. Vincent Vargas, I am Ross Patterson. This is my new smash single, Super Drunk, Silent Nights, now available on iTunes. Enjoy. Merry Christmas.
Silent night. Holy night.
Fucking A.
All is calm. All is bright.
Turn down that fucking light, Carl.
Down yon virgins. I had a couple of those mother and child.
Carl, the light.
Holy infant, so tender and mild.
Hey, has anybody got a black and mild? I need a fucking black and mild.
To peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Hey, why don't y'all shut the fuck up? The baby's sleeping in here.
Silent night.
Shut the fuck up, Carl.
Holy night. Man, I've been to rehab. We all have. Quake at the sight.
Carl, man, I put 80 on that coke.
Stream from heaven afar.
This bag is fucking light.
No, because I don't know where that dealer lives.
Christ the Savior is born. He's coming out of the vagina. Christ the Savior is born.
Get him a fucking pillow. Jesus Christ, there's another verse. Silent night. Come on now. Holy noche. Son of God. Isn't that Jesus? Love's pure light. God damn it, it's bright. Radiant beams from thy holy face. Quit fucking staring at me like that, Carl. Jesus redeeming something.
That's why it's called joint custody, Stacy.
Jesus Lord at thy birth. I missed the birth of my son. Jesus Lord at thy birth. Hey, Stacy, look, I don't care what we went through in the past. Just can you throw me a beige? It's Christmas. Just throw me a fucking beige, Stacy. God damn it.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.